Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Oh, there's so much cooking with NBA free agency beginning tonight at 6 p.m. NFL camps are open. The Major League Baseball trade deadline passed on Friday. All there for you to talk about at 888-SAY-ESPN. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Bottom of the hour, Chris Mortensen will join us to help bring the very latest on all the training camp news and notes in the NFL. And that's where we will start this hour, with one little piece of news and another kind of an update. Last week, we know Carson Wentz, he hurt his foot in practice at the end of Thursday's practice for the Colts, immediately enraging so many, including the city of Philadelphia, who is counting on Carson Wentz to play 75% of the plays this year for the Indianapolis Colts so that they can get a first-round pick in exchange for Wentz from the Colts. If not, it will only be a second-round pick. If it does happen, they would have three first-round picks this coming year. And things getting worse for the Eagles this morning is what rookie wide receiver Devontae Smith, he is listed as week-to-week now with a sprained knee. This is about the last thing they wanted to see in Philadelphia. But let's get back to Wentz for just a few minutes on the situation with the Colts. First off, here's Adam Schefter this morning on KJZ updating the situation.
I was told late yesterday that they're still going through the steps to determine whether or not he's going to have surgery. They haven't made a decision yet. They're hoping to get that wrapped up maybe today, and they'll make a determination. And once they make that determination, they'll have a better idea of how much time he'll miss. We know right now that he's out indefinitely. Doesn't look like he's going to be back on the field anytime soon. Now the question becomes, does he have the surgery? Does he not have the surgery? And then how long is the path to return with each course of action that they could choose?
Oof. This is rough. I mean, he was reunited with his offensive coordinator from Philadelphia, Frank Reich, who he had the best relationship with in Philadelphia, got the most out of him in 2017, but Wentz has not been able to remotely stay healthy since, and there doesn't sound to be an awful lot of certainty as to when he might be able to come back. You look at his history of injuries and the fact that during his career, he has missed a total of 21 games, but has suffered even more injuries along the way. And I have to tell you, this is one of those situations where the Colts have just got to be having their head in their hands. And that, to me, if you're Frank Reich, you had to have expected this. And I understand that you thought you could bring Carson Wentz there and it would immediately change the dynamic. He would immediately respond to your relationship with him and things would be better. But then what cannot be controlled happens, and he ends up injured, and the Colts are in a terrible spot, and now the city of Philadelphia is still ticked off at Carson Wentz. And then there is the possibility of, well, what can they do? Could it be the unthinkable? Here's Schefty this morning, again with KJZ.
He decides to have surgery, and he's out a little bit longer. I would think that Nick Foles would be an option that they'd have to explore with his familiarity with the offense. You look in Chicago, the Bears have Andy Dalton, they have Justin Fields. And I think anybody who's got any sort of quarterback issues this summer, whether it's Indianapolis now or another team later, the first name you're going to think of is Nick Foles.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Think about what Wentz has been living with for the last few years in Philadelphia. He has literally had to walk past a statue of Nick Foles every day going to work. the statue of Foles and Doug Peterson drawing up the Philly special play. And now he could actually be a possibility for Indianapolis. Boy, I do not see that any way possibly happening. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We mentioned the injury to Devontae Smith. He was the Eagles' first-round pick this year. Remember that they also had Jalen Reagor from a year ago, who is a high pick as well, and he didn't show much in that very first season. So the Eagles are now sitting there with a quarterback that they have shown absolutely no faith in Jalen Hurts. They haven't even named him the starter yet, and that might be just more wanting to set a tone of competition more than anything else from Nick Sirianni. But there hasn't been much real confidence shown from Howie Roseman and from Sirianni. Things I had heard last year were that Jalen Hurts was really more of a Doug Peterson pick, that Peterson felt at the time that Carson Wentz needed to be pushed a little bit. And that's why he loved Jalen Hurts so much, and they were willing to make that concession. Well, maybe that works against him as well now that Doug Peterson is gone. Jalen Hurts trying to prove himself in a situation where management may not believe in him. The coach was certainly not the guy who picked him. And now you're not going to have an explosive weapon in Devontae Smith? Wow. That is really stacking things against you to begin with early in your NFL career. Oh, boy. Airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up their hiring. What do they turn to? Who do they turn to? Of course, it's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. If you're in a situation where you worked for your entire life to reach the point of winning a gold medal, would you be okay with sharing that with somebody else? We'll discuss. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. That in moments on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Rough weekend for the Red Sox. Got swept by the Rays, including on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And now the Rays sit in first place in the American League East as a result. Sunday Night Baseball recap brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. You won't be able to go back to mediocre after this. Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. The very latest on the NFL and all of the COVID issues they are experiencing. In 14 minutes, Chris Mortensen will join us. But, you know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, you had what I think everybody would feel was kind of a heartwarming moment in the high jump at the Olympics. Why am I bringing this up? Well, two competitors who were friends at the Olympics, Mutaz Barshim of Qatar and Gianmarco Tamberi of Italy, were in virtually a dead heat. They had both been perfect up until the point that the new high jump bar was set at 2.39 meters, which would have been an Olympic record. That's about 7 feet 10 inches. So it was set there. Neither could land it after 3 attempts. So the judges huddled, got together, and gave them the option of a jump off to determine who would be the gold medal winner. At that gesture, at that thought, Barshim said to the official, "Can we simply share the gold medal?" And the official said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay, then that's what we'll do." And you may have seen the video. Gianmarco Tamberi went absolutely nuts, jumping around, hugging his friend Barshim, and it was such a heartwarming moment. One thing. I don't know that I'm sharing a gold medal. Even if you're my buddy lifelong, I think I want to know if I'm better or not. And if I come up short, then it's on me, right? But I still want a silver medal, and I know that for whatever ridiculous reason, there's not nearly as much, I shouldn't say importance, but respect placed upon winning a silver medal at the Olympics as there is with a gold. Myself, if I ask that question, I don't think I want to share it with anybody. I think I'm going until I lose because, yeah, we both worked hard. That's nice. Spirit of sportsmanship, all that. No, I want to know that I'm better than you. That's what I want to know. It's not me being a jerk, although it kind of comes off like it is now that I say it and I actually hear it coming out of my mouth, but still, I'm sorry. I've worked my entire life. Nuno, if you're in this situation and you are tied after 3 rounds of not being able to get it at 7 feet 10 inches, and you've gone your entire life trying to make this happen to win a gold medal, are you going to share that gold medal with somebody else?
No, we're going to have to try this, and if I lose, I lose, because I can't live with myself. You're going to be like, hey, you're going to your grandkids, I won a gold medal. Did you really, though? Like, you shared one.
Yeah, you didn't win it. You both just got it. You know, like there wasn't any sort of a achievement that put you over the hump over the other guy. Am I, Bubba, being too harsh here? Because to me, I'm sorry. I'm being selfish in this instance. I don't care if you're my lifelong buddy. I don't care if it ruins a friendship. We got to go, and we got to find out who's better. And if it's me, I'm going to dance all over your grave.
Yeah, no, this is insane. I mean, I would say, personally, as a 5-time winner of the Avon Festivus Beer Pong Tournament,
oh my God,
I'm going there to win. My name is on the plaque 5 times. I'm not going there to put my name up with the other team. We don't get to the finals and just say, hey, do you want to just put both of our team's names up there and just call it quits here? No, we go to the end. And if it's a tie, we go to overtime, and you keep going, double, whatever. This is insane. You don't just share a gold medal, whether you're friends or not friends. I mean, I in some ways, the friends, I think, makes it worse. Like, you just go. What do you just do a jump off? Clearly, the guy who suggested it was scared because he knew he was going to lose, and didn't have any confidence in doing it. So he comes up with this ridiculous suggestion. The other guy should have been like, no, let's go. Put the bar up and let's go.
I didn't even think of it that way. Maybe that guy's thinking, I got nothing left. And I know if I go to a jump off, this guy's endurance is
going
to...
Yeah, so he throws it out there, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, you can split.
Sure, we'll split it up. It's all and yours. You got it.
And obviously, as someone who likes food, I'm talking about myself, like...
That's
like,
okay. You can talk about me because we all know it's true.
You're not going to split the last slice of pizza if you're out with your buddies, right?
There's like, no chance in
hell. You're
going to
cut it up and be like, here, you know? No, you take it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The only way... in which that would happen would be in my marriage, and it would be to save a headache. That's it. Because at that point, a half a slice of pizza is going to save me 4 hours of aggravation. Okay, I'll make that trade. But that's the only situation where I am making that trade. Now, Bubba, let me ask you this. If you were going for a sixth time to win the Avon Beer Pong Championship, and you were going against your best friend because you have won five already, would you share it at that point?
No, I'm not sharing at any point. We want to win 10. We want to go on there for the most. I mean, I don't want to share at any point because the whole point of competing is to get a winner. So if we lose, we lose. I've lost. We've lost before. We didn't say, hey, well, you know, it was a close game. Maybe we should just. No, you lose.
No,
we've won. We've lost. It's the end of it.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. There's always a winner, and there's always a loser.
And plus, you're getting a silver medal. It's not like that, you know, there's nothing to sneeze at there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I still want to be able to lord that gold over your head, too, if you're my buddy. Hey, remember that time when I could have split it with you, and I chose not to, and instead, I stuck it to you, and I won, and you went home a loser, and I went home a winner. Remember that?
Yep, absolutely.
Chances are you wouldn't be speaking after that point, but that would have been really the gangster move. Is to ask the question of the judge in front of your competitor and then say, you know what? No, let's jump it off. After the official says, yeah, you can split it, just say, let's go. That would have been brilliant. That's the Olympic spirit, people. That's what I'm talking about. Would you share a gold medal if that option was presented to you? Is that on your mind? What's on your mind is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you had the chance, would you share a gold medal? I don't know. In just moments, Chris Mortensen is going to join us. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier. With more than 30 coverage options available, Progressive has you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com. Quickly, let's go to James here. I want to know if James would share a medal. James, you're on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Hey, listen, man, let me just say this. If I'm running the 100, 200, 400, 1500, any of those type of races, and it's a dead heat across the line, I'm sharing the medal, man. I'm not lacing them back up and running another 1500 meters or 100 meters. We don't have to share this thing, man.
All right, James, do respect. You're a loser. Thanks for checking in. Again, I don't believe in the sharing of medals or in the participation trophies either, but that's just me. So what is going on in the NFL? How big of a concern right now is COVID-19 and the league? We get it. We get the very latest on that from our NFL insider in moments. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I want to get a couple of these, more of these, would you share a medal calls in. Ron is up next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Ronnie, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just out here running up and down the highway in a semi.
Would you share a gold medal, Ronnie?
In the situation you're talking about, yes, because they trained for all that time, and when they come home, all their relatives and friends are going to say, did you come home with a gold medal? And the answer is yes.
But did you? Did you really come home with a gold medal? You know what I'm saying? It's one of those situations where somebody else got one too. And the last I checked, isn't there supposed to be a winner above all else as opposed to just tying for a gold medal?
It's one of those, it depends on how you look at it. You train to make sure you come home with a gold medal, and you did. And to some people, that's all that doesn't matter. Yeah, I like winners and losers. We lost many a championship game and didn't want to tie. But we have extra innings in football. You got the overtime. And in the Olympics, it's a different animal, as they say. In that situation, I agree with the two guys did.
Appreciate the call, Ron. No, I don't. And here's the other thing. What happens there if you're Mutaz Barsham, who asked the official at first, can we just split the gold medal as opposed to going a jump off, and the official says yes, and Gianmarco Tamberi, who's the other competitor, says, no, I don't want your pity, no. It's win, it's lose. This is the thing. The spirit of competition is gone in this. Ian is up next on ESPN Radio. Ian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would absolutely split this medal because also you got to think about it that it's a financial decision, it could be, for a lot of these athletes as well. I understand with the spirit of competition, but between a gold medal and a silver medal, that means a lot of different endorsements and things like that. And like you said, Carlin, it has to do with the glory, too. Like, we know what Michaela Maroney thinks of a silver medal between that and a gold medal. I think that choosing that and being able to tell your kids, and you tell your kids you got a gold medal, and there is no afterward. They ask if you got a gold medal, you say yes, and they don't have to know the rest. And even if they do,
Ian, you just made the best argument. Thanks for the call. Money. Money is the best argument. All right, I can tell my kids I got a gold medal. That's great. You know what else I can tell my kids? You got a big, fat inheritance coming your way because I was able to take in more cash on an endorsement. That has been the best argument I have heard so far. Am I shallow? Apparently so, yes. Am I comfortable with that? Also, yes. That to me is the best argument. We can both win financially from this. All right, Matt is up next. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? The money argument kind of took the wind out of my sails. I was all fired up. No, wouldn't split a medal.
No.
The gold medal signifies that I beat everybody in the world at my sport.
Yes.
And you didn't do that.
I am the best.
No, you don't.
I am better than everybody else. And I don't want to be able to say, except that guy.
Except that. Yeah, it's not a gold medal. You don't have a gold medal anymore. You've got, like, maybe one step above a participation trophy, I guess. I think that's where I would put it.
Listen, that might be a little bit harsh, and thanks for the call. But I would also say that if I'm doing this, and I'm working my whole life toward this, why would I so readily give that away and make it just acceptable that we both get one? All right, if I want to take care of my friend financially, if I know my friend has not had the benefit of great fortune or money in his life, and this is going to make a difference in his life, okay. That's where I can get the best argument. And maybe, just maybe, they get some joint endorsements because of it. Maybe a little bit of extra, well, as Bart Scott says, cheese on the taco as a result. Kirk is up next. Kirk, would you split a medal with somebody else, a gold medal?
For this circumstance, I would. I guess also one of the reporters said that they couldn't jump like any higher in a jump off. Like no, they wouldn't successfully
they
be couldn't. Able to
yeah,
make
they were
a
both,
higher height.
They were both at 7 feet, 10 inches. And both had tried three times, and both had failed three times. So they could have gone okay. to a jump off after that.
Gotcha. So how that's, I guess, I didn't understand how the jump off would, if it would just be at that same height, and it would be whoever doesn't make it or something loses or not. But I think for that situation, I definitely would have just shared it. And, I mean, again, with everybody with the financial aspect of it, is something along the lines of where I was going to ahead of time, but I would share it.
I see one viable argument so far, Kirk, and we're not getting anywhere here. I feel very alone. I feel very shallow. I feel very materialistic this morning, but I'm okay with it. I mean, is there something we're missing here? I don't know what it is. The money is the only thing I have heard so far that makes any sense to me. Like, if you want to help your friend out financially, then that's a magnanimous gesture. But is there anything else?
No, I think it's if you have money in your contract or endorsement deals or whatever, or like there was a Filipino Olympian who won the first gold in like 90-something years for that country, and they were showered with like homes and free trips forever. Like, if that's the case, yes. But other than that, no. You have to compete, right? You're there to compete. Best person wins.
Gold medal gets all of that. Silver medal gets 2-for-1 at Arby's. That's what it feels like. So yes, okay. I'll take one or two more. Bob is up next. Bob, what's up? Bob, would you split the medal?
I would take it, and the reason is every country pays differently for gold medal. Italy, it's over $300K for a gold medal. I don't know what it is for Qatar, but it's certainly a lot less for a silver than a gold.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Because I just made that possible for you, because I agreed to split that medal, and, you know, at that point, Gianmarco is getting $300K, am I getting a slice of that pie? Am I getting a taste?
Potentially, those guys could have done a deal where they're paying other guys getting 70 and he's getting 300. We're going to split it and we'll each get X. See, that happens all the time. We see that happen in road racing and other sports like that all the time.
Excellent point, Bob. Thank you. Ricky, up next. Ricky, would you split the medal?
Yeah, there's no way in the world I would split it.
See, thank you. This is what I wanted to hear, Ricky. Why?
Well, just like all these people talking about working your whole life for it, I don't feel like you really earned it. So I wouldn't want to feel like I was given a gold medal after I worked so hard to earn one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
I
even
appreciate
if I knew
that.
I was going to lose if we went to a jump off or whatever they decide to do to split the difference, I would feel like I was given the gold, not earning the gold.
Bingo. Thank you. Once again, Ricky, you have crystallized my thoughts. I appreciate that, and I appreciate having somebody in my corner on this whole thing besides Nuno and Bubba. Maybe it's just us. Maybe we're just greedy people. That could be it. But if I work my whole life for that, I'm not handing that away. Hey, before last year, some things were low on our to-do list, but life insurance can no longer be one of them, especially now. Your family is your number one priority. And if you're like me with a wife, you need to protect your family. My life insurance provides me peace of mind, and it can do the same for you. Now, you don't just want to see anyone for this, right? You need a pro. That's why you need SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been around for 35 years, and over 2 million families have trusted them. SelectQuote comparison shops highly rated insurance companies like Prudential, Banner Life, Mutual of Omaha, and others to impartially find you the company with the best rates. Their technology quickly matches your individual needs with the best insurance company to find your best policy. They do the bulk of the work for you, so there's no excuse to wait on protecting your family's future. And you'll be surprised how affordable a policy can be. Plus, quotes are free. Don't put this off another day. Get your free quote today. 800-881-6868. 800-881-6868. Or go to selectquote.com. That's selectquote.com. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. If you missed any of the show today, you missed Kim Bontemps earlier on the start of NBA free agency this evening. You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Few other things I wanted to get to. Number one, you heard me mention it earlier, the NFL and COVID right now is a very real situation. The Dolphins had Preston Williams earlier today put on the COVID list, and it seems like we're going to continue to see more and more of this because of the breakthrough cases that we have seen with the Delta variant. What would be most concerning is not just seeing it among the players here moving forward, but how big is this seemingly, I guess you could call it an outbreak, going to be, and how is it going to affect things moving forward? My biggest problem here is, are we going to start moving in reverse overall? And the last thing I want to see, and I think anybody wants to see, is continuing to move backward, continuing to have to do more and more of what we were doing earlier, but continuing to be deprived of situations where we can all get together in social places. And one of those is an NFL stadium, Major League Baseball stadiums. Are these going to start to get rolled back a little bit? And maybe we're going to see some more social distancing. You certainly hope that's not the case, but each and every day you're hearing more and more about cases that are popping up in the league, and everybody's health is obviously first and foremost. But right now, if you're in the league and you're in a locker room, you have to be concerned about how easily this can spread. And I think that's really problematic more than anything else, to believe that we're just going to be able to continue to move forward when we seem to be hitting a little bit of a road bump here. So hopefully, you know, you just continue to do the right things so that this does not become a major, major problem moving into the fall. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. In case you did not catch it over the weekend, the Buffalo Bills are, I don't want to use the word threatening, but the ownership group, the Pegulas, are kind of kicking around different cities as a possibility in order to maybe help kickstart the process of getting a new stadium in Buffalo. So what cities would actually be a viable option for the Buffalo Bills to move for? When I heard this one, I couldn't believe it. Oh, yeah! It's Austin! Austin, Texas could be a place where the Bills would move. Boy, Austin has exploded over the last several years, but there is one show in town, and it is the Texas Longhorns. And I don't know that in the state of Texas, as much as they love football, if the Bills move to Austin, would they potentially be as big as the University of Texas? That might be a tough sell, but really it just gave me an opportunity to place. Oh, yeah! It's Austin! JR, that's right. Austin breaking through and trying to steal the Bills away from Buffalo. And then lastly, tonight we know that free agency begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And one of the real big storylines is any of the big players who are going to be available seemingly are not going to be on the move, or if they are, it already seems in place. So let's hear from Brian Windhorst, who first of all is over in Japan covering the U.S. men's basketball team, but chimes in with the start of free agency on why Kawhi Leonard actually chose to opt out, especially considering his injury.
If he was 100% going to stay with the Clippers, he would stay into his contract and extend off of that. That financially would be the best decision. Also, if he had done that, he would have enabled the Clippers to apply for a disabled player exception, which would have given them a $10 million one-time exception they could use to sign a player in free agency that could add to that. By him opting out, they lose that. So that is not him operating in concert with the team, which makes me wonder what his intentions are. I'm not projecting what his intentions are. I'm just saying that he doesn't seem to be operating in concert with the Clippers.
We spoke to Tim Bontemps earlier about this. If he is not operating in concert with the Clippers, as Wendy put it, you wonder if there's a place for him somewhere else where he feels like it may be a better situation. But where is that right now? The places that have the cap room to sign him, I don't know that you can make the argument that they're definitively going to be better for winning a championship. Now, remember, he's likely to not play at least a good chunk, if not this entire season coming up, because of a partially torn MCL. And after getting surgery on that, you know, that can be anywhere from a few months, depending on the severity of the tear, to an entire season. So with Kawhi declining his option at this point, is he truly thinking about going somewhere else? And if so, a max contract that somebody's going to hand to him because they're going to do it comfortably. Let's just say that the Knicks were a possibility for that. Well, they would hand Kawhi Leonard a max contract rather comfortably when you factor in that Leonard is someone that would completely change the dynamic of their team a year from now. And yes, they might be better then and might have to wait some time to be better through the course of this season. But the most important thing for the Knicks going into this coming year is not anything but preserving their improved reputation as a destination for players. One other player that had been rumored to potentially be someone that the Knicks would chase after is Kyle Lowry. And as we said, there are some deals that appear like they're already done, and Kyle Lowry feels like he's going to be the first domino to fall here. Here's Brian Windhorst again.
We're going to see a lot of action after 6 o'clock, and it looks like Kyle Lowry, he had a choice, really three choices, between Dallas, New Orleans, and Miami. And it appears that he has chosen Miami and that they've put a deal together to sign and trade him from Toronto, which bails Toronto out of the bizarre decision not to trade him last spring. And that is going to send off a cavalcade of other moves that come behind it, specifically with the point guards. I don't expect Chris Paul to move. I expect he'll get a very large new deal done with the Phoenix Suns. And then you're going to have other guys having to make decisions. Specifically, we're going to be watching a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie who has several different options, and you'll start to see things fall into place from there.
Greeny on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Reddit user Ja1073 says, you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask, am I ready for this life? You won't be able to go back to mediocre after this. Are you ready for this life? Find out at samsung.com/reserve. That is very interesting because Miami is the sign and trade destination that it appears is going to happen shortly after 6 o'clock for Kyle Lowry. But what does that mean for the New Orleans Pelicans? The Pelicans, believe it or not, are trying to make as strong of a push as they can, even right now, for Zion Williamson next year to want to sign that rookie max contract that he can get. You have to worry about after 2 years with a star like Williamson wanting to try to keep him in your city. That's what it has come to in this league. You can be great teams that go and tank and whatnot, but even being able to keep your players more than 2 or 3 years, It's absolutely amazing. It's going to be fascinating after 6 p.m. Eastern tonight. Greeny has been coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. He will be back tomorrow. Up next on Bart and Hahn, you'll hear from Bobby Marks on NBA Free Agency and Stephen A. Smith on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.